Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Oh, hello. Yes, I have a bill here that says I owe $97.99, and I didn't order it. And after two or three calls, I've been, you're my last victim. So,
okay. Yes, ma'am.
You know
how
it is.
Let me see if I can get it pulled up. Where's your zip code?
What did you say? I have a little trouble hearing, so if you can speak a little slower, that would be great.
What is your zip code?
The zip code is 02050.
Okay. First and last name?
First name is Marcia. M as in man. A-R as in rabbit. C as in cat. I-A. Is my first name. Last name is Briggs, B as in boy, R as in rat, I, G as in go again, S as in Sam.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Yes, 23 Mariners Drive.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see you called in to cancel the Slim Max Ketogenic Fat Burner. Is that correct?
I'm exactly not sure what you said. You probably were right, but I didn't get it.
It shows that you called in to cancel the ketogenic fat burner. It's a diet pill.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And they,
okay.
On my bill, they call it the Purity Beauty Line.
No, it's for the keto pill.
Yeah, I assume that now. Yep, and I've got the Keto Max Slim order form they sent to me, which I didn't do. But so I'm just at a loss as to where you're going to send me next.
No, this is canceled out. So did you sign up for this ketogenic fat burner pill?
I ordered one, and I got a bill that same time for $6.99. I paid that. And then on the same bill that's when it's a difference in timing. Okay, on about 2 weeks difference, they put in an order for four of the same thing for $97.99, which I did not order, nor did I want.
Okay, so let me explain it to you. That $97.99, that's originally for the product that you signed up for to pay the $6.99. If you don't call in to cancel it, they charge you full price for it. So that's why you have that charge.
Well, how can they get away with that? I mean, I don't even quite understand what you said, but is this something I am stuck with?
Yes, you're paying for the product that you already have, the free trial that you signed up for. You have to cancel it, otherwise you have to pay full price for it. That's why you have the charge, is for the keto.
Oh, because I didn't say I didn't want it.
That is correct, yes. You have to call in and tell them that you want to cancel before your trial period ends, and then they won't bill you. But you called in after your free trial expired. That's why they billed you.
In other words, it was about 2 weeks between the first bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they bill you 14 days from the date that you purchased it. So that's why you got a bill 2 weeks later.
That is so awful. But it's not understandable, but I hear you. I think it's terrible because they don't say that. I mean, I never got a piece of paper about it. I just, through the television, I ordered the $6.99 one.
Yeah, wherever you signed up for that, you have to read the information. Whether if it was on TV, you have to read it on the TV. If it was on the internet, you have to read it there. They're not going to send it to you through the mail.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is all from Shark Tank. I can imagine those people are really hurting for money.
She said, no, they shouldn't be. I'm sure people are buying a lot of their products.
Yes, evidently. Only this way, it's just so unfair. But I guess they'll just say back, well, why didn't you read it?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, you know, what is it they would send to me? That is the next thing. Where would I call to find out? Because it seems so bad, I just may make a complaint. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to see where my first one is here. I didn't highlight that first one because I didn't mind that one. So from 131 to 216. So how would I find out what it is that was on that said I signed for it? How could I sign for it when it was only TV?
Whenever you pay the shipping, that's when you're authorizing the terms and conditions. I don't know if you spoke with someone or not.
No, I didn't.
Speak? All right, so how did you place your order?
On the TV.
No, that's what I'm saying. You had to call. Did you speak with someone?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm trying to figure out how you placed it. You would have had to speak with someone if you placed it.
Right, right.
And they're supposed to let you know the terms and conditions of the shipping because that's what you're agreeing to. So if you did it over the phone, they would have to tell you that information because when they take your car to process the shipping, that's what you're authorizing.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I'm certainly not happy about that, but I've learned something.
I was going to say, look, don't all buy anything that's off the TV. If you can't physically put it in yourself and read it, don't buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. It took this long for me to find that out. I obviously haven't ordered too many things, but I evidently ordered one too many anyway. So I thank you very much for the information.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, I'm sure I will. You too.
All right. Thank you. I hope you do.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.